We might think, I don't have enough faith for my prayers to be answered. And that doubt really comes into play when we are seeking God's healing. Let's go to James 5. Take a look at a section of scripture that's pretty involved. If you want to break it out, there's a section here beginning in verse 13 and leading up through verse 18, in which the word pray or prayer is mentioned seven times. So it seems to be a theme of this particular section of scripture, wouldn't you say? But I want to focus on James 5 and verse 15. James 5 and verse 15, and the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. There's a lot entailed here. And James even writes, giving an example of Elijah, who he said was imbued with a nature like ours. In other words, he was a man, a human being, who had to overcome doubt. And there were times in his life we know that he doubted. If you go back and read his story, no question. But not in this particular case, when he came before God and prayed for a mighty miracle, and he received one. But that goes a little bit beyond the confines of this sermonette for me to read it at this point. But I want to ask you something very basic. Do you have enough faith to pray? To do what we are instructed to do, especially about anointings and healing, to take even the first step in reaching out to God with the confidence that he will hear you and then answer you? Well, Jesus Christ set an example for us about how to pray with faith. And I'm going to present just a very few examples of how he went about this issue of faith and prayer. He had the greatest weight on his shoulder of any human that ever lived, because he was God who took on humanity in order to save us. Also, as you read the context of especially the Gospels, which recounts his life, you know, sometimes week by week, day by day, but through, you know, several months and even years, we find that Jesus Christ did not take his relationship with the Father for granted. Mark 1, verses 35 through 39. Mark 1, and I'll begin to read in verse 35. This is early in the ministry of Jesus Christ, but I want to point out how he was going about it, what he did to stay in tune with God. Mark 1, verse 35. And why? Why is he doing the things we're going to read about? It's because he needed strong faith for the job that he had at hand. Verse 35, now in the morning, having risen a long while before daylight, he went out and departed to a solitary place, and there he prayed. He went to the prayer room, or the prayer closet, which we had in Ambassador College in years ago. We actually, in all the dorms, had individual closets that were made into prayer booths. And we were taught the need to make use of those privately, apart from others. It's great training. Continuing, and there he prayed. And Simon and those who were with him searched for him. They evidently were not praying at that same time, were they? When they found him, they said to him, "Everyone is looking for you." Well, he'd been doing healings and all kinds of things. But he said to them, verse 38, let us go into the next towns that I may preach there also, because for this purpose I came forth. And he was preaching in their synagogues throughout all Galilee and casting out demons. The work that he had to complete that was assigned to him was a work that was monumental. He could not do it on his own power. And in many places, he says, I do this through the power of the Father. Quote that, but you can read about it. Section in John that really explicitly talks about that what he's doing through the Father and at the Father's behest as well. Now, at another time, Jesus faced something very dramatic in his ministry. I just read how to do the job he did of preaching the gospel, he depended on God, even to the point, hey, I won't sleep in. I'm going to get up before sunrise while it's still dark and go to a private place and pray. But here, before choosing the apostles, note Luke 6, verses 12 through 13. That's Luke 6, verses 12 through 13. Says, now it came to pass in those days that he went out to the mountain to pray, again, evidently by himself, and continued all night in prayer to God. Maybe I should pause here and just challenge each one of us. How many of us get up way before sunrise and go pray? Or how many of us continue all night in prayer over any issues? I know looking back over my lifetime now, there are times when certainly my prayers were more intense. It seems like bigger issues were on the line. And as I think back about it and evaluate it, some of the most productive times of my life is when I really committed myself to trusting God. And he sought Jesus, that is, sought guidance now in something he was about to do. In verse 13, and when it was day, he called his disciples to himself. He had a lot of disciples, excuse me, following him. And from them, he chose 12, who he also named apostles. And then as these verses continue, it names those individuals, including Judas. But Matthias was out there too. He isn't named at this point in time, but it says later as the book of Acts begins that someone had to be chosen, and the lot fell on Matthias to be one of the apostles, one of the 12. So the decision-making was important, and Christ put everything before God to help him, to strengthen him in the choices that he would make. At the time when Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead, he revealed his absolute confidence and faith in God. It's like walking out on the stage and making an announcement or singing or doing some other thing. You know, it takes confidence just to step out and do something in front of a lot of other people. Well, he had mourners and family members and his own disciples in this time frame in John 11, verses 41 through 42. John chapter 11, verse 41. And I'll just break into the story here. Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead man was lying, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me, and I know that you always hear me, but because of the people who are standing by, I said this, that they may believe that you sent me. Then he, with a loud voice, caused Lazarus to come forth, and Lazarus did, because God empowered. And then one other example of Jesus Christ here in Matthew 24, verse 39. Matthew 24 and verse 39. Here is something we've read about recently, and I'll again use it for my point today. He is facing death. He's known about this from the time that he could understand the prophetic scriptures about himself in the Old Testament, what we call the Old Testament. He went a little further and fell on his face and prayed, saying, "Oh, Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will." He did not lack faith. He was willing to yield to God's will. In fact, he had total faith in God at this point in time, because he was about to die and God had promised that his life would be restored. And it was. We go through Jesus Christ to have our prayers answered. The same Jesus Christ who was full of faith, who did not doubt, and was able to pray the prayer of faith, knowing that God would answer him because he asked in harmony to God's will. You know, he tells us to pray in the model prayer. He says, "Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Brethren, it takes faith to pray in that way. We're praying about something in the future that some of us may not see in the physical lifetime, but it's something future. Do we pray that prayer as just filler, or do we really believe in faith that God will bring his kingdom? We can apply that more and more personally as we know we walk in harmony with God. The final scripture in 1 John 5, verses 14 through 15. 1 John 5, verse 14. Very encouraging series of couple of verses here from the Apostle John. "Now this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will," there's the conditioning factor here, "he hears us." Wow. He hears us. So when we pray for one another, for healing, for individual needs, for ourselves, or again, for others, if we do so according to God's will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we have asked of him. We have a mighty example in Jesus Christ to say the words, the prayer of faith, knowing that God will answer us. And if we can do one thing as we see things get more and more trying, let's maybe get up early, find more opportunities to go before God and really develop the kind of relationship so that we have the kind of faith that will find an answer from the God of heaven.